Mentioned before that right after davening, eat a little bit. In the fourth hour of the day, one should be koveya suda. Then with tamad chacham, oisik filimudi yantun ad shor shishis. If it's tamad chacham, Rambam is learning, he should wait till the sixth hour. We count the hours from the time he woke up, and the shoyis is manias, which means in the summer the longer hours. One should not start eating his morning meal after the sixth hour because it's considered that the food is not going to do what it's supposed to do if you start eating too late. The Shabru brings also that it's brought down that the main meal should be at night more than the daytime meal. You shouldn't overeat. Soya says that a person should cook enough food for that day. That way he's always feels telling a kashbo for the next day. We know that that's why Hashem set up the world. That we always need to request for our mezonos, that way we keep in contact with him. If one ate something in the morning, then even if his main meal he eats after chatzos, it's alright. Prima Gadol is a suffix, if the stima has to be a beitza of bread, or maybe it's enough even to drink something before chatzos. And the achrayim will make a little about that. It's enough to drink something beforehand. Before eating bread, that you make a moitzi on the bread, are required to wash your hands. This is modeled after truma. That by truma, stam yadayim are not kosher for touching truma, and therefore you have to wash your hands beforehand. So even though we're not kohanim, this is not truma, but to keep that level of tahira on our hands, there's a takana that whenever you eat bread, you wash your hands. There's another part for it also, smachta, on the pasuk of iskadishtem v'isim gedoshim, that one should uplift himself above his physical drives. So if you don't just jump on the food like a cat in the dog, you know, mouse, lion do, first wash your hands, then eat. The only thing that requires the tears to die, if it's dry, it is bread. We'll see later about things that are dipped in a liquid. Certain types of liquids may need the tears to die also. Yeah, so this chiv and the tears to die is, like we said, minastam. Even if you're not aware of the fact that there's any tumor or you touched anything not clean, you still make the tears to die and even make a brocha. The types of things that are made out of flour, but they do not have the form of bread, and therefore you make a mezonos on them. What are the different types of mezonos, a possible kisnin, where they're very thin things like blintzes, or different type of mezonos, cakes, or pretzels, or pies, all those things. If you're just eating a little bit, then you make a mezonos, and you don't make deals your diet. We'll see later on that if you purvey asud, you make a whole meal out of them, then you wash beforehand and make a moit. Some of those things are the possible because.